Welcome back, everyone, and if you've just wrapped up the Appreciation Compass task, seriously, congratulations.
Yeah, that's foundational work you've done there, really understanding what energizes your leadership.
Exactly. A crucial first step for your LDP blueprint. So today we're diving into, well, kind of the flip side. It's called the frustration filter.
And it's, you know, equally powerful as a source of insight. It's fascinating, actually, how much clarity can come from friction.
It really is. Sometimes you figure out where you want to go by knowing exactly where you don't want to end up.
Precisely. This deep dive is all about harnessing those, let's say, challenging experiences to really sharpen your own leadership identity. It's not just about the positive.
Okay, let's unpack this then. Yeah. So the frustration filter, it sounds pretty direct.
It is. The core idea is simple. You take those moments, those specific leadership behaviors you've seen or experienced that really frustrated you.
We've all got a few of those, I imagine.
Oh, absolutely. And you transform those observations into a really clear vision for your leadership, your own style, turning those negatives into, well, positive intentions for yourself.
So it's not about dwelling on bad experiences or, you know, holding grudges.
Not at all. That's key. It's actually a very strategic process. Think of it like reverse engineering. You dissect what really grated on you, what didn't work, to build what we sometimes call an anti-vision.
An anti-vision. I like that. A commitment to what you won't be.
Exactly. It's a way to harvest clarity from that conflict, you know, to refine your LDP blueprint with some hard-won wisdom. We actually have a great story about this. The Be Visionary co-founder.
Yeah,
she worked under a leader who was just heavy on the micromanagement, zero empathy, just difficult. And her takeaway, her core commitment moving forward became, I will be everything, he's a not.
Wow. That's powerful. It really cuts to the heart of it, doesn't it? Using that negative experience as fuel.
It perfectly illustrates the essence of this filter. It's turning frustration into a guiding principle. Okay, so that's the why. How do people actually do this? How do you systematically mine those frustrations?
Right. There's a clear process. First step, recall the red flags.
Okay.
And we mean specific behaviors, things like maybe publicly criticizing team members without offering support or consistently micromanaging tasks.
Got it. Focus on the action, the behavior itself, not like judging the whole person.
Precisely. Keep it objective. What did you observe?
Yeah.
Then, once you have a few of those red flags listed, step two is analyze the impact. You need to reflect on why that behavior landed so negatively with you. What did it do?
Like, did it kill trust? Did it make people afraid to speak up, stifle creativity? Things like that.
Exactly that. Understanding the impact really cements why you want to avoid that behavior yourself. It makes it personal.
Makes sense. So, red flags, impact. What's next?
This is the really constructive part. Identify the opposite.
Ah, okay. So you flip it.
You flip it. For each red flag, each frustrating behavior, you actively pinpoint the positive leadership quality that you wished you'd seen instead. The constructive alternative.
So like your example, if the red flag was public criticism, the opposite might be what? Constructive feedback in private or empathetic accountability?
Perfect examples. Or if the issue was avoiding tough conversations. The opposite could be courageous candor or direct compassion. It's about finding that positive principle.
And I suppose sometimes finding the exact right words for that opposite quality might be tricky.
It can be, and that's okay. Actually, this is where tools like, you know, Google Notebook, ChatGPT, or Gemini can be quite helpful.
Ah, using AI as a brainstorming partner.
Yeah, just for ideas. You could give it a prompt like, as a leadership coach, list skills missing for someone who insert the red flag behavior here and describe each skill, something like that.
Just to get the wheels turning, a useful resource.
Definitely. It's about using whatever helps you get that clarity. So after you've worked through those steps.
Red flags, impact, opposite.
Right. Your final output, the deliverable for this task, is your frustration inventory.
Okay, the inventory. And where does this go?
This becomes the second crucial piece of your leadership blueprint. So you'll create it in a new tab within your existing LDP Google Sheet. Right next to your Appreciation Compass work.
Got it. New tab. What does the inventory actually look like? Columns?
Yes, simple columns usually work best. Something like frustrating behavior, impact of this behavior, desired leadership quality.
The opposite you identified.
Exactly. And then maybe a final column to consolidate things, like final skill set and competencies that emerge from this analysis.
So this inventory becomes a really practical guide. Defining your leadership not just by aspirations, but by boundaries too, by what you refuse to accept or replicate.
That's the power of it. So what does this all mean for you, this deep dive, this frustration filter? It's not about getting stuck in the negative.
No, it feels very proactive, actually.
It is. It's a really potent step in building an authentic, resilient leadership identity. It's like forging both a shield and a sword for your future leadership self.
I like that metaphor. You're embracing the clarity that comes from those tough times, not just glossing over them. You're intentionally shaping your approach.
Built on integrity, built on purpose, turning those potential stumbling blocks you experienced into solid stepping stones for your own path.
Yeah, makes total sense.
So maybe a final thought to leave you with as you tackle this. Consider that your deepest, most profound leadership commitments, they aren't solely built on admiration for others.
Mm.
They're often powerfully solidified, maybe even more powerfully, by what you fundamentally refuse to tolerate. And that creates an absolutely unshakable foundation for the leader you're becoming, your leadership legacy.